So our listener Maddie has an amazing guy. Notice, though, when she was out to dinner with him, something felt off. Let's get to some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Maddie says, now that Valentine's Day is over, I'm wondering if I should dump my boyfriend.
Oh, goodness.
I've been dating him on and off for 3 years. He's 40, I'm 29.
Okay.
I really thought I wanted to marry him and have kids, which he's willing to do.
Mm-hmm.
He's wealthy, kind, gentle, and daring. He's a really amazing guy.
Okay.
But I just don't know if my heart's in it.
Oh.
All around me at the restaurant on Valentine's, everyone else seemed to be having a romantic dinner with their soulmate. My friends and family really like him, but he's really starting to annoy me.
Okay.
Is this feeling of settling or boredom with him what marriage is after all? I don't know what happened, but I don't want to be in this relationship forever and be unhappy.
Okay, that's fair.
Breaks my heart, though, imagining him not in my life.
Hmm.
Is the one still out there, or am I wrong?
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Okay, so we said the thief of joy is comparison, or comparison is the thief of joy. And that means if you are constantly comparing yourself to other people, then you're not going to be able to enjoy what you have, right?
So is she basically saying that she thought they should still be all lovey-dovey and all over each other like everyone else in the restaurant was? And because she's not feeling that way, then he must not be her soulmate?
So he's 40, which means he's maybe in a different stage of life than she's in.
She mentioned that he's willing to get married and have kids.
Okay.
Does he want to?
Oh,
the choice of word really kind of made me pause. He's willing to do that as if, like, for me.
Like, okay,
because
if
I
you
want
to do it, I guess.
Right.
Is he married? Like, was he married?
Don't know.
Like, do we know that at all?
I can feel like there's a lot of, like, omitted information that might help paint the picture a little bit more, but based off what we have, I don't know.
I mean, you describe a lot of things, and if they're high value items for you, then that checks off the box. It sounds like he's a good guy.
Yes. And she says it breaks my heart imagining him not in her life.
But she's just bored. So are we just deciding, okay, do we need to figure out how to make it not bored anymore?
Do we put some more effort into bringing some excitement back into your life?
All right. Maybe you've hit a stage in your relationship, kind of like Maddie, and you're like, okay, well, this is what kind of got over the hump for us. Because
I need more romance.
Yeah, yeah. 502-795-1997 would be a good place to start. You can share your story. We've got those. We've got a plenty of people diving in already, like Michael. I think the term is sugar baby. Mm.
Oh.
Okay, so there's those.
Okay.
Opinions already. Stories coming up on 99.7 DJX. So it's interesting because our listener Maddie, while out on Valentine's Day date with her boyfriend of 3 years, looked around and noticed everyone else having a great time and deeply in love, and then kind of put the mirror on herself and said, why don't I feel that? It's 99.7 DJX.
She says that, you know, he is, checks all the boxes, great guy, is willing to get married and have kids, which I didn't know how to interpret.
Right. And then a lot of people are clued in to the fact that she described him as wealthy. That was the first thing that she used to describe him. So
yeah, and a lot of people were just like, well, what does Valentine's Day have to do with it? Were you sticking around for the gift? Brandy says, okay, you didn't say what he did or didn't do. Are you generally annoyed with his presence?
Mm-hmm.
Talk to him. He deserves to know. He can't read your mind. Me and my boyfriend have been together for 6 years. We did diddly squat on Valentine's Day. We sat at home and chilled.
Yeah,
we may be boring to some people, but we gamed and watched our show together and ordered DoorDash, and that was good enough for me.
There you go.
And your age gap might be a factor.
Andrew, the love doctor, he checks in with us. Not a real doctor, but always. He actually sent us a voice note.
Hey, guys. This is not uncommon in relationships. Every time somebody gets bored in a relationship or whatever the case might be, they think there's something out there that's always better. And then they leave the relationship they're in and pursue something that's always better. And then they get in that relationship and think to themselves, oh, there's always something else better. If she's really interested in having this guy in her life the rest of her life, have a really structured conversation with him. Talk about it. Go to therapy. Do what you got to do. But good gosh, people give up on relationships way too easy. That's not what it's about.
Okay. Well, there's a notch to try to make it work if that's the person for you. Lucas says, my husband and I hit a patch like that. We just started dating again, like when we first met. Only us, no phone distractions. You can really learn things you either didn't know or forgot. And if you really feel your heart would be broken without him, you're not done. Don't give up.
Try reinvesting and, you know, putting some effort into bringing back that romance you think you're missing.
Right.
Jordan says if he's 40, he's probably tired. You'll understand one day.
It's like, oh, gosh.
Right. But seriously, love isn't always butterflies and fireworks. After a while, it can feel calm, even boring. That doesn't mean it's wrong. Love is a choice. It's something you build, not just something you feel. If he checks all the important boxes, stability, respect, loyalty, consistency, I'd focus on finding ways to spice things up together instead of comparing your relationship to someone else's highlight reel. Exciting and fun isn't always the same as stable and secure, and stability is underrated.
Yeah, look, she did all good. In her own words, she said kind, gentle, daring, amazing. Those are all adjectives she used to, well, and wealthy, but those are all adjectives she used to describe him. So I feel like
he sounds like a catch.
Yeah, I was gonna say he sounds like a good guy. Now there are plenty of other people that are like, let this guy go, right. Let him go,
as in like he deserves better,
right?
If you're not like satisfied with all of those qualities,
and exactly how wealthy is he? Just for comparison notes.
Now, what Susan says on Facebook, if you're asking, is marriage always exciting or dream? No, it's not. It is work. Showing up for one another, even on the days you don't particularly like your spouse. It's choosing them day after day, despite their flaws, same as they choose you with yours.
All right.
It's being content with your decision and not questioning if there's another out there for you. It's putting the time in to date the person 20 years down the line. So if you always want rainbows and butterflies and don't get married, those fade and real work happens.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. I think, you know, we're not saying give up. We're saying, you know, you got to work at it. And,
right.
And so he deserves
that. If you're
that.
Feeling a little bored, then you put a little extra effort into bringing back some excitement.
All right. There's some ideas on Facebook as well, at Ben and Kelly Show. But keep us posted. Thanks, Maddie.